This is Reagan Garrison with the new athletic director and head coach of the Childress Bobcats, Coach Bo Hamm. And Coach, welcome. Congratulations. Talk about what this opportunity has meant for your family and what the emotions have been for you the last couple of days.
There's been a lot of emotions. First of all, thank you for having me on. And I told the kids yesterday, this is my dream job. This is where I want to be. And it's always been, you know, that's never changed for me, growing up here in Childress and, having that hometown and Bobcat pride and know what it means to be a Bobcat. This is what I want to do. And so, it's a huge opportunity. A lot of emotion over the last couple of days, couple of weeks. And so I'm glad it worked out this way. And so I'm excited to move forward.
Yeah, talk about, I saw an interview, you talked about Coach Charlie coming over after what Coach Sims has meant to you, and also Coach Manley, your old coach here. What do those guys mean to you and mean to this program going forward?
I mean, starting with Coach Charlie, he is Bobcats. You know, that he started this process, and to see him excited the way that he was excited was pretty cool and pretty special. And so he's really supported me through this whole process and kind of helped me along. And not only now, but even when I was in school, you know, he never actually coached me, but he was active in our church and always talked to me. And he's been a big part of this process. Coach Manley, I got a really cool text message from him, and that really meant a lot. He's a really special guy to me, and really love him. And then, you know, Coach Sims has been incredibly supportive. He has handled this with a ton of grace, and he has supported me the entire way. At this point, he's one of my best friends, and so it was tough, you know, with this process. But he supported me, and so I hope that everything works out now moving forward. But
yeah, talk a little bit. Did you ever dream when you were a kid or in high school running with number 40 on your back, running for touchdowns?
It's a good number, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great number. That you'd ever thought that you would be the head football coach of the Childress Bobcats?
You know, I thought about it. I dreamed about it, but actually being a reality, it always seemed very distant. And so and this process happened fast, and so it came quick, but it's always kind of been a dream, but more of a distant dream. And so kind of getting to live that out is pretty cool.
Yeah, as you look at transition ahead, you're not just head football coach, you're athletic director now. Yep. Talk about what that's going to mean for the other sports. There's a lot of sports a lot of kids compete in. Talk about what that role is going to be for you.
You know, my biggest role as far as being athletic director is to be there and to support whoever it is that's competing. But I love competition. I played a lot of sports in high school, and wasn't always good at them, as Coach Gaylor pointed out on Facebook. But I enjoy competing, and I like watching kids compete. My wife was active in sports growing up, and so we were high school sweethearts, so I would go watch her quite a bit as well. And so, and then I've got Daniel and Andy both coming up, so a little boy, a little girl. And so I want to make sure that we are trending in the right direction on every aspect that we have, so that, you know, selfishly, when they get there, it's ready to roll for both of them and successful in whatever they want to do. So.
Yeah, and you look ahead, not long. You got 3 months till 2-a-day start. You got a busy busy summer ahead of you.
Yes, sir. It's coming quick. We're excited though. So,
talk about that. A lot of times checking over program, hey, they're down, they're struggling. Hey, you come off a 10-1 year. You got a lot of kids that really believe. Got a lot of good players coming up. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, I'm excited about the kids we have returning. We were able to get out, do a little 7-on-7 last night, and it wasn't perfect by any means, but their effort was very high. And you know, we can do the football stuff. It's the effort that they've got to bring, and they did a great job last night. And the kids are excited. They, you know, as far as football goes, they were obviously devastated with how it ended, and I think they're hungry to kind of go on a little redemption on that. And so it'll be fun. We've got a tough schedule to start the year, and so we'll find out early what we've got and make some adjustments and keep moving forward.
Yeah, as you get ready for this summer and stuff, talk to Childress Bobcat fans, what a Bo Helm-led football team's going to look like.
You know, we're as far as, you know, offense, defense, we're going to look pretty similar to what we've looked like the last couple of years. But we're going to be a physical football team. We're going to be a high-energy team. I feel like we really developed into that on the defensively. We ran to the football. We're going to continue to do those things. And we're going to play with, again, a ton of energy. Hopefully there's a lot of sideline jumping this year. And we'll be disciplined in what we do, and we're continue to make that a focus of the program, and play with play in a way that the town is proud of what we're doing.
Yeah, and you've like I said, a lot of support from Childress Bobcat fans. But do you have a message for people listening, Childress Bobcat fans out there?
We're going to make sure that these kids know exactly what it means to be a Bobcat, and we're continue that process. And you know, last night at the end of 7-on-7, Sawyer Vest was out there with us, and he talked to the kids about what it means to be a Bobcat and what it means to go out there and lay it on the line, because the guy beside you is doing the same thing, and the guy that came before you did the same thing, and the guy that's coming after you is expected to do the same thing. And that's what is so special about our Bobcat culture is, I mean, we got guys here forever. You know, I've heard stories about you diving through, taking out two blockers, popping up, making a game-winning tackle. I've heard that story my entire life. I could be wrong on the team, but I believe it was Vernon.
Florida.
Yeah. Florida, because it was to win the game.
Be by district,
on the like the 6-inch line, right? It was a big time play, and you know, and getting to hear stories like that and continue to build that culture, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna continue to build that Bobcat culture and who we are.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I know you're busy this time of year, but kind of sit back and enjoy this process right now, because, like I said, not many times that opportunities like this come in your life. So congratulations, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the fall.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
That was head coach of the athletic director of the Childress Bobcats, Coach Bo Helm.